Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The Hub Theater Group is giving performances this week here in Lubbock. We'll unpack everything about the performances on today's edition of The Front Row. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're happy to welcome to our KTTZ studios Bob Chanda, who is the founder and executive director of Hub Theater Group here in Lubbock. Bob Chanda, welcome. Thanks very, very much for being with us in the studio today.
Well, thank you for having me.
So tell us a little bit, for people who don't know, tell us about Hub Theater Group, what it is and how it came to be.
Yes, we started in 2007, and I wanted to create a theater group that focused on small, award-winning, intense plays that kind of looked at the human condition in compelling ways. So with that vision in mind, we started in 2007 with a play called Dinner with Friends. And we've been doing plays ever since.
Right. So this is a theater group that does very specialized work, as opposed to a repertory theater or like Lubbock Community Theater, something like that, that does a broad range of things. You're much more
exactly.
Specialized.
We're very specialized. There are certain types of material that really engage me. And so those are the kinds of things that I produce. I love the things other people are doing. The family-friendly fare, the musicals, those kinds of things are wonderful things, but those are not the things I'm interested in producing. So we go to New York every summer. We take our kids to work with Broadway professionals, and during that time we watch plays, we dig into the theater scene there, and often I find these wonderful, you know, pieces of work that I end up producing here. This summer we did Small Mouth Sounds, which we saw in New York, an amazing play that's done 90% in silence. So that was the kind of challenge that I really like. So what we're doing coming up next week, opening next week, is Constellations, which is a play by Nick Payne, which is also really interesting because it is a love story in really a conventional way. It's a boy meets girl, you know, they have problems, they overcome it together, the enduring power of love. But the structure is interesting and beautiful, and it demands a lot of the actors, because you will see in this play, it'll open with two people meeting at a party, just a snippet of their first meet, and then suddenly something changes, and you're seeing it again, but now it's slightly different. So Nick Payne in this play is sort of exploring the idea of multiverses and multiple realities, and the idea of how the decisions and choices we make in any moment can sort of determine the path we take for the rest of our lives, or determine what will happen to us. And, you know, it seems esoteric, but when you think about it, everybody has that story. You know, if I had just made a left turn and not pulled into that parking lot, I would never have met my wife. That kind of thing. So you follow these two people through multiple realities, multiple universes, through, you know, first meetings and dates and marriage proposals, and then how they deal with tragedy together. So it's an interesting structure, an interesting challenge, and I think it gives audiences a really new way to look at material, which at its very foundation is very traditional, You know, it is a love story. And I'm not averse to conventional things like love stories.
Right.
I'm a big sucker for love stories. But the love stories we like to tell at Hub Theater Group need to have that added element of an interesting structure or an interesting way of looking at it. And so this show, I think, is very clearly in the sort of wheelhouse of what it is we do.
Right.
Where did you find this play?
I'm constantly reading plays, and I think I began to look at, because I like doing small plays, I began to look at what we call two-handers, mm-hmm. which are plays with only two characters. Okay. And I found a number of them, which I've produced. We produced Red, which is a play about Mark Rothko, only two people. We recently did Blackbird, which is, again, only two people. And during my search for scripts, I came across Constellations. And it's a beautiful, I talked a little bit about the story, but Marianne, who's one of the leads in the play, is a physicist. So there's talk about physics. There is the dealing with health issues and the kinds of really compelling decisions that have to be made, you know, both by the person struck by illness and by the person that loves them. So there's so many interesting things that come out of this play when I read it that I thought, this is one I need to produce. And so the decision was pretty easy, just trying to find a place where I was going to produce it. So
right. Yeah. And where is the play?
The play will be performed at the Talkington Fine Arts Center, which is on the campus of All Saints Episcopal School. Mm-hmm. It's a beautiful, beautiful space, and we've done all our work there. Intimate, you know, sometimes a little hard to find, but we have great directions on our website.
Right.
But we'll be doing it there.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And give us the performance dates as well.
We're going August 24th, 25th. We'll have a matinee, 2 o'clock. Those shows are at 7:30. Matinee at 2 o'clock, and I believe it's Thursday and Friday of the next week.
And for more information, hubtheatergroup.org. So a play for two. Who mm-hmm. are playing the two characters?
I'll be playing Roland, the beekeeper, and we have an amazingly talented young actress, Allison Roberts, who is actually probably today started as a grad student at the School of Theater and Dance. Brilliant actress, and she will be playing Marianne, the physicist,
right.
My counterpart in the play.
Right. So tell us about your character.
Roland is a beekeeper. He's a very simple, down-to-earth man for whom, you know, life needs to make sense. Things need to follow one after another in cause and effect fashion. He needs to understand what's happening to him. Marianne is more of a loose cannon. You know, she's more the kind of person that believes in the randomness of things, that things will work out the way the forces of nature make them work out. You know, she doesn't need to have the kind of surety about things that he does. And interestingly, those who have reviewed the play or talked about the play say it really does come down to a difference in scientific theories. We have a physicist on campus who has assisted us in talking about the sort of physics theories in the play, and so things like general relativity is one major theory, really has a sense of cause and effect in it. It's deterministic. It's Roland. On the other hand, there's quantum mechanics, which looks at things on a, you know, sort of a subatomic scale, and where things happen through random collisions of these particles, and it's very difficult to map out cause and effect or how things happen, and that is Marianne. So what happens when these two people who represent these two big ideas come together in the world? And, you know, it's really apparent. But in some ways, as physicists are trying to marry these two theories, and one of the interesting ways they do marry these two theories is to posit multiverse theory. Mm-hmm. It explains some of the differences and dichotomies between the two theories. And mm-hmm. so that's brought up in the play as well. Now, let me be clear that the play is not a dry, you know, physics lecture. It's
right.
not. It's really a love story, and it's really right. quite, at least in their interactions, very conventional. The structure is not conventional, but the interactions are conventional. People watching the play, watching how our relationship develops, will remember many of those moments. Hopefully not all of them,
right?
Because
right.
some of them are not that great. Right. But everybody has the moments, awkward first meeting, perhaps the time you break up because something bad has happened, and then the coming back together, you run into each other and come back together, and then, you know, the proposals that come at the wrong time or the proposals that are just perfect. All of these things, I think, resonate with us as human beings. So I think people who look at the structure and go, well, this is a different structure, I think we'll be fascinated by that. But the actual content of the play is something that I think connects to all of us, including how do we navigate pain and hardship with someone we love? How does that work? How do we manage that path ourselves? And how do we, who love those people, manage that path with them? So, yeah, I mean, I almost regretted bringing up all that, but it is part of the play,
right?
Because I don't want to scare people off into thinking that it's, you know, this esoteric, you know, general relativity, right. quantum mechanics. Those things inform it, because Nick Payne came up with this play because he saw a documentary on physics by Brian Greene, who actually came here and did Icarus at Texas Tech
right,
University.
Right, yeah. Yeah, sure, yeah.
One of his documentaries, and then he saw a documentary about beekeepers, which Roland is. So he thought, no, marriage of a physicist and a beekeeper. So yeah, this is it's a wonderful play, and for, to be perfectly honest, you know, we tend to be very edgy in what we do. And so as much as I can, this play is back into sort of the traditional love story, even though it's a different form. It's more something people can consume almost directly, mm-hmm. As part of their own experience.
Right.
Right. And that's what I love about this play. It is still for mature audiences, though.
Right, right. Well, yeah, can certainly see why that would be. How can you get tickets to the show?
You can get tickets by going on our website, www.hubtheatergroup.org. Mm-hmm. And theater, it's all one word. Hub Theater Group is all one word. And theater is spelled with the R-E.
Great. The right way to spell it.
Yes, exactly. The perfect way to spell it. The correct
right.
way to spell it.
Exactly. And there'll be information about how to get to All Saints and how to get to the
Yes,
to the
we have and detailed information. And we always post somebody outside the parking lot to get
right.
to help people come in. It's a little difficult to find, but it's well worth the trip because the space is intimate and really begins to take away the sorts of divisions between audience and performers that I think theater has come to be known for.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people stay away from
right.
theater because of those things. You're right there with us, right on top of us. We may be acting a foot and a half away from you. So there's a real intimacy to that space, and I hope people come.
Right, right. Bob Chanda is founder and executive director of Hub Theater Group, that's putting on the play Constellations, that's going into production this coming week. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And for more information, hubtheatergroup.org. Bob, thank you very much for taking time to come by and visit with us and do an episode of The Front Row. Thank you.
Thank you very much for having me.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.